You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
The Dallas Cowboys are not a very good football team at all. I saw a stat, and I couldn't believe this when I heard it. Of all the plays Dallas has run this year, and I think they've run over 300 plays, you know how many of those plays they've been in the lead for? Can you guess? Just ballpark it.
One?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven plays all season.
Wow.
Their defense is absolute trash. The Cowboys stink.
I really thought that you were going to pick this game just to trash the NFC East, but, you know, which I'm not going to, I'm certainly not going to defend the NFC East either, but I look at this game, the Giants are 0-4, but the Cowboys are 1-3, stunningly 1-3, with a roster that says they should be a whole lot better than that. But the Cowboys are a crazy, unforgivable Atlanta Falcons week 2 meltdown from also being 0-4.
Nobody loses more games with elite quarterback play than Mike McCarthy. He did it in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, and he's doing it this year with Dak. You know, Dak is on pace to smash the single season record for passing yards. Not like beat it by a little. He's on pace to throw for, I think, over 6,000 passing yards this season, which is ridiculous. And it's not mattering because the Cowboys can't stop anybody and they just keep finding ways to lose. They don't know who they are, Ed. The Browns know who they are. They know their formula. The Cowboys don't know their formula. They're throwing it around with Dak. Sometimes they hand it to Zeke. They don't know what they need to do to win. And until they figure that out, they're going to keep losing.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because one of the dynamics this weekend with this game is Jason Garrett returning to Dallas. And I think that it's interesting when you read Blogging the Boys and you listen to Cowboys fans, because they were so fired up about Mike McCarthy's going to come in here and have all the answers, and thank God we got rid of Jason Garrett and everything's going to be great now. Well, guess what? People in Green Bay didn't like Mike McCarthy a whole heck of a lot his last 2 or 3 years. And he's still Mike McCarthy. You know, we're still seeing the Cowboys lose games that they should win and not maximize the talent that they have on the roster. So, you know, Giants fans right now have their own problems with Jason Garrett, because the Giants have the worst offense in the league at the moment. But maybe it's not all Jason Garrett.
Yeah, I did see a stat that Odell Beckham Jr. has more touchdowns this season than the entire New York Giants team. So that's probably not good. Before we go examine the Giants a little deeper, I want to make one more point on Mike McCarthy, because there's two aspects to coaching, right? There's the X's and O's part of it, which is one thing. And there's the motivational part of it, which is a completely other thing. And that is absolutely part of a head coach's job. Listen to this quote from Cowboys safety Xavier Woods. "The effort has been good. On certain plays, some guys, I mean me included, there may be a lack, but overall the effort is there. We're in the NFL. You don't expect guys to go full speed for 70 plays. That's not possible."
It's not?
What?
It's not possible? How much money are you making? Since when does one play matter more than the next play? And if you can't go full speed for 70 plays, then maybe you should be on the sideline for the ones where you can't go full speed.
I mean, that's how you end up 1-3 right there. And you were talking about next gen stats on that Odell Beckham reverse last week. I saw that play broken down, and you see some lack of effort from some of those Cowboys defenders. They see Alden Smith in the backfield and they kind of start loafing because they think he's going to make a play or knock him out of bounds. And then sure enough, Odell gets past him and now they're out of position. They can't tackle him and he's running 50 yards down the field for a touchdown. That's how that lack of effort shows up on the field.
Yeah, this is one thing you do not see from the New York Giants. You do not see lack of effort. I you know, whatever people think of Joe Judge and some of his methods, he has these guys playing incredibly hard. He has these guys buying in. He has these guys, you know, they're 0-4. And you keep talking about figuring out who you are, and they don't have Saquon Barkley. And offensively, you know, I think they're still trying to figure out who they have, what they can do, how the pieces work, and they're still developing a young quarterback who's only played 16 NFL games. So they're still figuring it out. But this team plays hard, and I have to give them that much. They play incredibly hard. Austin Johnson, who's a backup defensive tackle, caused a fumble the other day by running completely across the field to tackle a tight end, I think it was, who had made a catch, you know, and he dove at this guy and knocked the ball out. I mean, this is a 300 and something pound man running all the way across the field. And it was just an example of effort. And you have to have effort if you're going to end up being a good team. You just do. You can't say, oh, I'm going to take some plays off and whatever.
Yeah, that's the Randy Moss play when I want to play is not exactly a good formula. Let me point out this stat to you, because you mentioned Daniel Jones, and I don't want to take credit for this because I'm not the one that came up with it. Brandon Lee Gowton, who I host the Tuesday SB Nation NFL show with, has his power rankings, and he always throws in a nugget or two about every team. And he had this about the New York Giants, and it stunned me. Daniel Jones has accounted for four times as many fumbles and interceptions as he has touchdowns this season. That is stunning to me. How do they get that straightened out, Ed?
By scoring more touchdowns? Now, you know, that is the crux of the issue, and this is the thing that drives Giants fans crazy about Daniel Jones. You know, he came in last year and he lit the place up and won his first two games, and you know, everything was great. And even though things didn't go well, you know, the rest of the year, there were still a lot of positive signs with Jones, except for the fumbles. You know, he led the league in fumbles a year ago. And, you know, this is the thing that you need to see with Daniel Jones. There's still a lot of good flashes. That, you know, Mark Schofield has a piece that's up on Big Blue View today, just breaking down, you know, Jones' progress as an NFL quarterback. And he says there's so many good things that you still see. There's just still these mystifying times when he's indecisive, or when he holds the ball too long and he takes a hit that he shouldn't take, or he stares down a receiver and makes a throw that he shouldn't make. And Giants fans are already talking about Trevor Lawrence. But, you know, here's the thing. You just can't make that choice yet, but you want to see from Daniel Jones, you want to see less times when he's indecisive. You want to see less times when he stares down a receiver and throws a ball that he shouldn't throw. And those are the things you need to see over the next 12 games, because there's talent there. There's athleticism. There's a good arm. He can run, he can scramble, he can make every throw. It's just sometimes the indecision that leads to those mistakes that makes you crazy.
Yeah, if I were a Giant fan, I would say, look, he's still in the middle of his second season. He needs to get those turnovers down. If he doesn't start to show that he can reduce the number of turnovers, the bonehead turnovers, not like a ball gets tipped or something like that. I'm talking about the bad plays that he has made. If he doesn't start to shy away from those, starting with the second half of this season, then you really have to worry. But I'm still going to give him a little time because he's still an inexperienced player. You know, we've seen Peyton Manning set the single season rookie record for interceptions in a season. I think it was 25 his rookie year. He obviously got that under control and turned it down. So there have been players that have figured out how to protect the ball better in their career. Let's see if Daniel Jones can do that. And let's start it with this week. I'm sure if you're a Giant fan, you're saying that. The Cowboys that are giving 9.5 points in this game. Where are you going?
Oh, this one is so hard. I mean, this one, my heart wants to pick the Giants. My heart really wants to pick the Giants. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys in this game.
and you're laying the points.
Actually, it's 9.5. I think I would take the points, but I think the Cowboys win the game.
Fence sitter Ed Valentine has reared his ugly head once again, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you left it there for me, so I took the easy way out.
See, with Daniel Jones, with those turnovers, man, it could easily be a blowout. If he gives the Cowboys some short fields, this game could get out of hand in a hurry. But 9.5 is a lot of points. It's a division game, too, which I always feel like division games are a little closer than other games. I think I'm going out on that branch, Ed. I'll take the Giants. I'll take the points, and I'll take the Giants to win the game outright. What do you think of that?
Wow, you're going out farther on the branch than I am even.
Yes, we are in full crazy town here.
And, you know, sometimes you just got to go there.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.